La-di-da-da. Lo mismo, lo mismo. Todos los días, lo mismo. Every day's the same, people. Nothing new. No new game. No new proverb. No new Jezebel trick. It is all deja vu, every bit of it. La 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 la. De la 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 la. The system is la 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 la. The system's just like Delilah. The flesh mind is Delilah. Your flesh mind is Delilah. Your flesh mind is Jezebel. Your old Adamic nature is Cain. I don't care if it's Eve when she ate the apple, Cain when he killed Abel, Jezebel when she indoctrinated 450 false prophets, Delilah when she yoked up with the military-industrial complex. The devil and his demons, when they rebelled against God, the authority. I don't care what it is, it's the flesh mind. The king of Tyre. There has to be a kingdom, right? So if I stick my hand in the cookie jar, and the cookie jar is an allegory of the kingdom of darkness, what's going to happen? I stick my hand in the cookie jar of the kingdom of darkness, what's going to happen? The kingdom of darkness, they're masters at that game. They're masters at deception, just like the witches. They're master deceivers. They know how to look like this righteous, but there's darkness. And they know how to, this is the kicker. They think they can get by with karma by projecting it onto somebody else. But God, they're not fooling God. And the only reason I use karma is because they use it. Something they can, if they ever listen to me, they can hear what I'm saying. You think you're getting by with karma, but you're not. Because you reap what you sow. The Bible says you reap what you sow. I don't care what you call it, karma, sowing a seed or whatever. So the flesh creatures, the lazy person, when we're lazy, that's the flesh mind. When we're shifting blame, that's the flesh mind. When we're running, you know, think about how often this happens in a person's life. You see in Genesis 3 where Adam and Eve, did something wrong, and they put the fig leaves over them to hide. That's happening every day. Like I say, we're in Genesis 3 right now. We're in Genesis 3 right now. The same stuff happening in Genesis 3 is happening now. Inner man, outer man, happening inside, outside. Storylines, books, movies, music, it's happening all over. You know, Hollywood starts to put images of the devil. They're just giving you back what you are. Think about what Hollywood is doing. Hollywood is a mirror image of the human story. And so if everybody's in witchcraft, they're going to do movies about witchcraft. Everybody's in sorcery. Everybody's worshiping the devil and idols and idolatry. They're going to give you idols. They give you what you want. God will give you the desires of your heart. If you want evil, you get evil. But you get burned, right? You want to be burned, you're going to get burned. And so it just keeps repeating until people wake up. Why did it say, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you? That's a reap what you sow. Why did it say love your neighbor as yourself? Because that's a reap what you sow. Why is it when you look at your neighbor, they have two eyes, they have a mouth, they have a nose, they have arms, they have legs, they have feet. You're looking at yourself. You're looking at yourself. Why is this person tailgating me? Let me put my emergency flashers on, see what they do. Okay, they change lanes. 95% of them slow down or change lanes or whatever. But some of them get mad. They can't see their own self. They can't look in the mirror. They're not introspective at all. Do you really think marriage is about being happy? What happens in marriage is you got somebody that's laying in the same bed with you, eating. The word companion is C-O-M, pan, bread, together, bread. You're eating bread together. Companionship. So you got somebody who's eating bread with you. You got somebody sleeping in the same bed. Somebody who's paying the same bills. In the same house, should be on the same program, in the same ship, but they're not. Usually, most of the time, it's two people in the same boat, the same house, the same ship that are going in different directions. How can you be in the same ship and go different directions? There's got to be a head, and there's got to be a follower. You can't have a ship going in two different directions. Hello? Where's the awareness? Where's the logic? Where's the types and shadows? Where are the people who can even think outside the little bubble that they're in? How come they can't? You know, somebody used to say, you're in a bubble. No, I'm not. I'm thinking outside the box. You're in the bubble. I have boundaries to keep the bubble people out of my bubble. Because everybody else is in the bubble of the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. So all these little bubble people in their little boxes, their little cults and their little isms and their bloodline lies and their culture lies, they're all in a little bubble, and I got a bubble of truth that I don't want them in because they'll defile it. They defile the truth, even though the truth's right in front of you. They can't hear the truth because it's all about fun. I got to go here. I got to travel here. I got to do this. I got to watch this football game. The football game's telling you the same story. Traveling's telling you the same story. When the two, you might say, what do you mean? Okay, you got a red versus blue football game, and the guys hit each other, and guys, he catches the ball, the football. It's not even a ball. It looks like the Vesica Pisa. So he catches the ball, and another guy hits him, and the ball pops out. And it's the shape of the vagina. So the ball pops out. It's the shape of the vagina. The two guys face off, hit each other, and the ball pops out. The baby pops out. When you're talking to somebody face to face, the baby is being birthed. Everything that you do is a birthing process. Face to face, ace to ace, one to one, neo to neo. And what's happening with the neo to neo? Neo to neo is in communication, communion, to birth out the instead of Neo, they get transformed into the One. Look at the anagram. The neon lights are shining in all the ages, all the eons of time. The neon lights are shining. And so you go to this game, it's a birthing process. You travel down the road, I'm going traveling. You say, well, how's that the same? Because the word travel means travail. Paul says, I travail in birth pains till Christ be formed in you. So I'm going to the beach. I'm going to the mountains. I'm going to Russia. I'm going to Spain. I'm going to China. But you never get birthed in the... You never travel inside. It's all outside travel. Instead of the inner man traveling to their new state, you think going to China or Russia or Africa or to California is going to make you happy, but it doesn't, because you're not traveling in the inside. It's all outward. You think that's just like religious people. It's all outward show. It's not a new heart. It's not truth in the inner man. Those who worship must worship in spirit and truth. So everything is a birthing process. Push out the baby of the inner man, the introspective side. But people can't hear it because they're blind. They're blinded by the simulated training program, which is designed to hit them, to wake them up. But they're asleep. They're biological computers running on a program from their bloodline, from their culture. It's so obvious, as plain as the nose on your face, what's going on. How can you not see it? Especially when somebody tells you. I mean, I can understand you don't see it because you're just programmed. But if somebody's telling you that you're blind, you're deaf, you're dumb, you're blind, you're hellbound, you're on a program, you're an NPC, you can't hear any truth because the truth's right in front of you. I can understand if you never heard anybody talk about it. But when somebody talks about it, it ought to wake you up. Right beside me is a truck that says parts on it. So the pieces cut off, many parts. The parts face off with each other. Each piece of the pie faces off with each other to bring itself back to wholeness. And you might say, what's the Bible verse? Ephesians. Many members working together, all the gifts of the Spirit. Some are preachers, some are teachers, some are evangelists. All the members edifying each other, building each other up. The word edify means build, into one whole new creature. Wholeness. All the parts are facing off with each other to bring them back into wholeness, out away from parts, partiality, partial truth. So all these denominations are giving you partial truth. You leave one, you go to another denomination, and you get more partial truth. That's why I told you I listened to 40,000 sermons, and they were all given different perspectives of the same truth. And you put all the puzzle pieces together, and you say, oh, the whole pie. I had an older person who was a carpenter who was shacked up with somebody in the family. And one time he said, he was a lot old, he's like 20 years older than me. And I said, he was talking about his, he did car. He says, there came a point doing carpentry work that all the pieces fit together and I could see the whole picture. Exactly. And because I knew my Bible, he wasn't saved at all. And I tried to explain to him that that's always been here. It's not just you. That's how the whole Bible, the 66 books of the Bible, is written, so that you take all the pieces to see the whole. This thing is set up that way, to teach you to look at the pieces to bring you to wholeness. I don't care if it's college, I don't care if it's carpentry work, I don't care if it's plumbing, I don't care if it's psychology, I don't care if it's math, science, I don't care what you're looking at, I don't care if it's a brick wall. All the different bricks come together to make a whole. To make a wall, to make a building. All the members of a business, the deckhands on a ship come together to make a whole, the whole pie. But everybody thinks in partiality, and what is partiality? Me, 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 is all about me, 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 me. La-di-da-da. La-la-la. Delilah. Delilah was all about herself. She sold Samson out for some money, just like the devil, that devil disciple sold Jesus out for some silver. I done forgot Judas. Delilah sold Samson out just like Judas sold Jesus out. Because it's all about what? Me, 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 me. The person that could save them and fix them and help them became their enemy. And why is that? Because they're their own enemy. The person that they think is their enemy is really themselves. They are their own worst enemy. I just gave you a truckload of truth, and if you can grasp any of it, praise God.